Hello.
Hello, is Renita Shields there?
This is she who's calling.
Yes, I'm Chris. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm merely conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Okay. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Give me 1 second.
Yes.
Okay, now say that again.
Yes, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible. And we really appreciate your time.
That's cool.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My rate?
Race.
Oh, African American.
Thank you. What is your age?
39.
Thank you very much. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
That's a hard thing. I don't know. I'm undecided because the way the candidates, there's nothing good out here. So I don't know. But I have to vote for somebody, I know.
Okay, so would you say it's a 50-50, or will you not vote?
Yeah, 50-50.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, just as you were saying, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focused on? You can select up to two. It's a bit of a long list, but you can stop me or we can match to your opinion. So the list is the following. Improving K-12 public school education, reducing gun violence, reducing crime, protecting LGBTQ rights, standing
one
up to
and
the...
Two. Education and guns.
What was it? I'm so sorry.
Education for the K through 12 and guns.
Okay.
Reducing the guns, please.
Let me go through the whole list and you can tell me the second one. Standing up to the rising racism and discrimination. Investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer. Protecting voting rights and keeping threats to our democracy. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. Increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration. Mm-hmm.